and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news and shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church.
Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Okay, so we all understand. So when the king asks this question, this tells me people who are not believers, they're just going to continually make the same mistakes, right? They don't have the spirit of the living God. So why do we look at them like, well, I can't believe you did this. I can. The Bible's filled with these people. So let's not sit there and wonder why are they doing it. Let's preach the gospel to them so that they can become a spirit indwelt living God indwelt living man. Right? So let's go back. So King Nebuchadnezzar says, "And who is the God that shall deliver you?" Really? So without hesitation, in verse 15, he's questioning God's ability, right? But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter." Now think of this, because there's so many different areas of their life that are going to be imminently affected by this response. They are immediately affected by the fact that they have the king, who is their direct boss, infuriated with them and called for them in fury, right? He's absolutely infuriated at their disobedience. And immediately he's saying, listen, if you'll back down from your convictions, if you will back off of what you believe, if you'll just back off, everything's going to be okay. You know, we get confronted with what we believe all of the time. Will you stand with your convictions, or are you going to back off? Right? Because there's consequences. Yeah, but Pastor, you just don't understand that, they were in my face and things were going to get really, really bad for me. Uh-huh. Now, I want you to remember, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not born-again children of God. They were children of a covenant, right? They were covenant people, for sure, but we have a better covenant. They did not have Jesus living on the inside of them. They had a covenant with God that they acknowledged, that they recognized, and that they would not back away from. And their response goes on, and we just read this, but we're going to go through it again. If that's the case, what's the case? If you throw us in the fiery furnace, if that's the case, because I'm not going to bow down. Right? We've already established this. I don't even have a need to answer this to you. Because if I take you back to your remembrance, O King, let me put you in remembrance of what you said, King. You said, truly, my God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets. And so that's who my God is. And I'm not bowing down to something that you just created and made up. I'm just not bowing down. There is one God, and him I will serve. So I don't have a need to answer you in this. You know where I stand. You know who I belong to. And you also know that my God's real, because he's proven himself to you already. So I'm not going to answer you this. But if you choose to throw me in the fiery furnace, Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. So not only will he get us out of the furnace, but he's going to deliver us from you and your judgment. And then he goes on, but if not what? If he doesn't deliver you? No. If you don't throw us in the furnace. If you don't throw us in the furnace, let it be known, O King, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Right? So, and Pastor Kurt pointed this out, that if they got thrown into the fiery furnace, there's no need to address this because they're crispy critters. And it is evident to all that they're not going to bow down and worship this God, right? Or this image. It is already obvious by the fact that they're bacon, right? So if God doesn't deliver them, there's no question about the rest of this. This isn't a question. There's no need to publish this. It's already known. They got fried because they wouldn't bow down to the gold image. But that's not how they're addressing this. They're saying, even if you don't throw us in, people don't think that we're going to go around and say, yeah, well, you know, we bowed down so we didn't have to like get the king too upset about this. No, we want it to be known to you and everybody else. We're not serving your gods, nor will we worship this gold image that you set up. There's no question. So whether you throw us in or you don't throw us in, please understand where we stand. Now, let me ask you this. Have we arrived at the place in our relationship with the Lord that we have this boldness, this confidence, right? Because this is based on relationship. Yes. See, there has to be other Jews in this providence that are not following after God, that are bowing down, that are not being accused of what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are accused of, right? Because it says all people, all nations are doing this. It would have said all nations except for the Jews are doing this. But that's not what it says. And it says the accusation was brought against certain Jews. It would have been brought against all Jews. Right? Because you remember, that's exactly what happened in the book of Esther, right? That the accusation was brought against all Jews. Do you remember? Oh, King Darius, or King Ahasuerus. I feel like I'm Scooby-Doo when I try to pronounce that name. But see, here's what's happening, right? What's happening is in the book of Esther, all Jews are being accused. In this scripture, in this chapter, there's three being accused. Now, I don't think anybody has the guts to accuse Daniel, because we know Daniel's not bowing, right? We know Daniel's faithful, but I don't think that anybody has the guts because they've seen the favor that he has with King Nebuchadnezzar. So they have no problem bringing accusation against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have developed their relationship and their confidence in the covenant to the extent that they have no problem standing up in front of an infuriated king with the power to tell them, we're sending you into the furnace, right? So he doesn't back down. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will not back off of their convictions. They remain bold. Then it goes on, it says, then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Now, going back to the way that we were taught, right, the way that we have these images in our mind based on things that we've either seen, read, or been taught, well, I was taught that a furnace was something that you were thrown into, right? That he was looking down into. But then Pastor Kurt says, no, that's not the way that it look. That's not what it is. It's like when you see how up north in these like old shows or whatever, and they'll show you that there's a furnace down in the basement, and it's got this huge opening, and it's all fire on the inside, and then you get pushed in, not thrown down into it. And so when the king's standing there and he's looking in, well, first of all, these guys, as soon as they get thrown in, verse 21, it says, then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, and their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So now go back. These are mighty men of valor who were in the king's army, who were asked to turn around, to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were clearly fully cooperative because they were not fazed by this. Where would we be in the midst of, oh, now they're going to tie us up? Okay, because we have to really be honest with ourselves. Where are we at? So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God. And now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services, as well as our Sunday morning services, are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most